Each morning after breakfast, the men put on blue denim work clothes and lined up for the day's details. Prisoners held jobs in the pump house, the powerhouse, the garage, the poultry farm. They worked as cooks, typists, cobblers, tailors, grass cutters. Some would spend the day burying bodies at the camp cemetery, known as Bone Hill. Some would head in the direction of the airstrip for 8 hours of leveling and raking. The lucky ones would get to leave the premises for the day, riding with their guards on trucks into the cool Sierra Madre to cut wood, or venturing into the markets of Cabanatuan City to purchase rice and other staples. The largest and least desirable of all the Cabanatuan details was the farm. Every day, crews marched out the gate and into the fields to stoop over the long rows of camote sweet potatoes and mango beans. 800 acres baked in the sun. Everything was done manually. They would haul water in buckets, because there was no irrigation system. They would haul human excrement in buckets, because there was no other fertilizer. Practically everyone slaved on the farm at some point. By and large, the guards on the farm, like the guards everywhere at Cabanatuan, were none too swift. The cream of the Imperial Army was off fighting somewhere, and these were the dregs and misfits, the out-to-pastures and the callow youths. Many were Koreans or Taiwanese, pressed into service and left to sulk in a thankless post. The Americans had their own names for the guards. There was Liverlips, Webfoot, Charlie Chaplin. There was Little Speedo, Beetlebrain, Simon Legree. Eleanor was buck-toothed and widely thought to resemble the First Lady. Many, many always demanded to see the Americans bowing their heads. Not just a few, but many, many.